Lisa bringing to you 52 marketing and promotional ideas for your business. And today I am at the very, very yummy Cheska Indian restaurant at Mutual Bay. And next to me, I have got Radhika, who is one of the co-founders of the restaurant. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, oh, it smells so good in here. I'm just getting hungry.
Well, Cheska's all about yummy food. Cheska means food that's undeniably addictive. So once you are at Cheska, you'll always come back to Cheska because you've been Cheska'd.
Nice. Awesome. So now what I want to share with you is the marketing idea for this episode. So Radhika, what we do at every episode is we share a marketing or promotional ideas that a small business owner can implement. So what we want to share today is about educating your clients something that is beyond just what you offer, right? So for example, if you are a personal trainer, then you can train, you can show people how to stretch properly, right? So, or if you are a restaurant owner, you can teach people more about, you know, the country of origin. So like one of our clients who is a Brazilian barbecue restaurant, what they do is they educate people more about Brazil and different travel places to go to Brazil. Or you can educate people on the ingredients that you use, right? So, and the reason why a business wants to do something like this to educate your clients is actually increase people valuing what you're offering. Right, and the bottom line is increasing customer loyalty so that they can differentiate your business to other businesses that provide similar services. Right. So, you know, just with Cheska, do you guys do something like this?
Well, Lisa, we do. What we try to do at Cheska is actually educate our customers about what Indian cuisine is like. Our food is specializes in one region of India, which is the northern side of India, which is Punjab. And what we do at our restaurant is we actually educate our customers on the spices that are used. There's a perception that Indian food is not quite healthy, it's quite rich, but it's not quite correct. The spices that we use are natural, they're fresh, and the ingredients actually help you in a lot of different ways. And what we're trying to do is tell our customers that. So we've got a list of the spices that we use in our restaurant, and we actually talk about the health benefits that you get from actually consuming these spices. So on a normal curry, what are the things that would go in? And part of what we do when our customers ordering food is offering that service to, you know, giving that personalized one-on-one, you know, pre-ordering service where we discuss the meal, the meal options, and what are the things that the customer would like to try to make that a complete experience in terms of what we have to offer.
Yeah, and the health benefits.
And the health benefits. Yeah. So we sort of tailor the meal to the customer's desire or want.
Awesome. I mean, I must say, you know, talking to yourself and your husband and learning about this, I definitely appreciate Indian food a lot more and the health benefit that comes with it. And it definitely increased my loyalty to you guys when I want to have Indian food.
Yeah, and just for an example, we had a customer yesterday and they wanted to have some tea. And one of the things, like in conversation when we did the whole dinner plan yesterday, was, oh, when do I have the tea? When would you have the tea? So, well, if you're having like a ginger tea or a masala tea, you'd have that at the end of the meal, because then what you get is basically the digestive properties that help you with the, you know, with your meal at the end. So the customer then ordered the meal. They go, oh yeah, we'll have the tea at the end then, if that's how we, you know, we're supposed to do it. So we get that a lot.
Fantastic. Good. So I mean, I was just so impressed when I saw this and, you know, the extent of what you guys have done. So see, this is a perfect example of ways that you can educate your clients about additional things that you guys do. And, you know, you can do it on a brochure, you can have it on website, you can create a YouTube channel, you know, to talk about it. So there are many different mediums that you can use to disseminate this type of information. So thanks for joining us. Now, at the end of every episode, we always invite our guests to share a joke with our audience.
Okay, so for that, I think I'll have to call my errant husband.
Okay.
so to join us, so he can give us a lovely joke.
Okay, great.
I'm not the funny one.
Yep, just pause. Okay, so now we've got the other half of the couple here. We've got Raj, who is also the co-founder of Cheska Restaurant. Great, have you? So I believe it's your job to share with our audience a joke, one of your favorite jokes.
Okay. I'll tell you one kid's joke.
Okay.
It's about in India, in a classroom, there's some kids are studying, and a teacher comes, a teacher asks one of the kids, he said, "Hey, you get up. You tell me where the Himalaya mountains are." And the guy said, "I don't know." And the teacher, because they get pissed off, and he said to him, okay, to punish him, he said, "Go and stand behind the bench over there." So the guy is innocent, and he asked very innocently, "Will I be able to see it from there?"
That's cute. Cute. All right. So do you get your clients to stand at the back so they can see the Himalayas?
Yeah, if they can, they can. They can try, but they won't be able to see one.
But they'll see yummy food instead.
Then anyway, that's going to come over here.
Cool, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for
having us. Yeah. So, well, I hope that you found this episode useful. And if you want to get more marketing and promotional ideas for your business, stay tuned for the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.